Right. What's happened today, of course, is also that the management consultancy firm SAP has dispatched an executive board member from its mother company in Germany to South Africa to address some of the concerns of customers, partners and employees amid allegations that the software giant paid a Gupta front company 100 million rand in kickbacks for state business. And of course, this is a story that was initially broken by the investigative unit Amabungani. And I suppose one of the questions that we must ask almost immediately is that after initially threatening to sue the Daily Maverick and Amabungani, Sam Sol, you broke the story. Do you welcome what is effectively the suspension of these executives?
Yes, look, it's good that this these allegations are being taken seriously, not the sort of blanket denial that was the initial response of the local management, because the allegations are serious and they're backed up by quite substantial evidence, which suggests anyway, doesn't prove, but suggests that the explanations given up to now by the company don't really hold much water.
For a company that operates in more than 180 countries, reputation is obviously everything. Your investigation must have been received with precisely the grave concern that they're now speaking of. Or is it just part of the yarn these firms spin when they are caught?
Look, I have to say, I hope to be proved wrong, but I am pretty cynical about these big international corporates. They tend to sacrifice one or two individuals without changing the corporate culture much, and they tend to see these processes of paying very odd and suspect commissions as part of the cost of doing business. We have to try and create a culture where that's not acceptable, and hopefully they are going to take this seriously and are going to get to the bottom of it.
Does this have real consequences for them in some of the jurisdictions in which they operate? If I think, for example, of some of the laws that govern this kind of thing, say, in a place like the U.S.?
Very much so. The Foreign Corrupt Practices Act reaches out from the U.S. Globally for any company that trades in any way through the U.S., and SAP does. So they are definitely potentially vulnerable if the Securities and Exchange Commission gets interested in this particular case. And unlike what appears to be the case here in South Africa, those investigations have real muscle and real commitment.
Well, we're told that they've launched now this high-level investigation spearheaded by a multinational law firm. They're dispatching one of their executive board members. But how hard is it to believe that this could have been done without at least, by the South African executives, without at least some kind of nod or wink from Germany?
Look, that I don't know the internal processes enough to know. Certainly, we saw from the evidence going back to the arms deal, where the local executives of the French company Thales, for Thales, for instance, offered inducements, and they sent an encrypted fax to the head office in Paris to get the go ahead. And that was part of the evidence that came out then. But I don't know to what extent that might be the case, or if this case is analogous. But it certainly looks like that.
You've got obviously sight of much of what's in those Gupta emails. Just how wide is this Gupta state capture net, and how many more big fish could we expect are going to be caught in it?
I think what has become apparent is just how extensive this operation was. And while the Gupta certainly ran parts of their operation as legitimate business. It more and more looks like part of the business, was a large influence factory, whether that influence was perceived or real. And it seems like many companies, including big multinational corporates, queued up and paid for that influence in one way or another. And there are, we've already seen that questions have been raised about McKinsey and now SAP, and I can tell you that those two are not the last of the quite well known big international companies that we're going to be looking at.
All right, Sam Sol, investigative journalist with Amar Bunga.